With Montana News, I'm Eric Whitney. The Republicans in Montana's congressional delegation praised the Federal Communications Commission's vote today to dismantle Obama-era regulations on so-called internet neutrality. Democrat John Tester said the vote will be bad for Montana entrepreneurs. Corin Cates Carney reports.
The day before the FCC's party line vote, Democratic Senator John Tester said that a decision to repeal the net neutrality rule would be devastating to the internet.
The internet has always been open and fair and been an incredible economic opportunity to small businesses and families and big businesses too, as far as that goes.
The FCC's vote Thursday got rid of rules that barred companies like Comcast, AT&T, and Verizon from playing favorites with internet apps and sites, according to an Associated Press report. Although Tester disagrees with the FCC's vote, this spring he was among just a handful of Democratic senators who voted to confirm President Donald Trump's nominee to lead the FCC. Ajit Pai quickly moved to sweep away the regulations aimed at internet consumer protection. At the time, Tester said the country needed an FCC chairman who understands challenges of reliable internet and phone service in rural communities. Tester said he would hold the chairman accountable to ensure that he protects access to a free and open internet. Republican Senator Steve Daines supports the removal of the net neutrality rules. In an emailed statement, he said, quote, "Relieving our businesses of burdensome regulations passed under the Obama administration will free them to innovate, hire more workers, and provide faster internet to rural communities," unquote. Republican Congressman Greg Gianforte also sent MTPR an emailed statement in support of the FCC's decision. Gianforte said the internet created good-paying jobs to innovative companies, but, quote, "2 years ago, the Obama administration imposed regulations on the internet that were a solution looking for a problem that didn't exist," unquote. Both Gianforte and Senator Daines became wealthy as executives at a Bozeman software company. I'm Corin Cates Carney, Montana Public Radio.